You think you know somebody, and what happens? You find out he got his name from the very pirate who's out to kill him. And that pirate? You find out he got a hook on the end of his arm, because he's a klutz. As we learned from the musical Wicked, everybody is likely to have a backstory. In Peter and the Starcatcher, it's the tale of three orphan boys who are forced onto a shabby ship that takes them to a faraway island, where they'll be sold to the king to use as fish bait. Well, that's a sort of crummy beginning to the J.M. Barrie story of Peter Pan, which takes up where Peter and the Starcatcher ends. Have no fear. Rick Elise's Just for Laughs play is full of shtick and surprises, and it's getting an all-out treatment at the Walnut, where the top-notch cast brings it off, stardust and all. Peter and the Starcatcher is no innocent Disney-fied look at what leads an impish boy to fly into your neighborhood and alight on your daughter's bedroom windowsill. It's a glib account, and that side of it is what entertains adults. I suspect the story and its characters attract the kids, and everyone buys into the general nonsense, which includes two identical trunks that are swapped, except that one of them has Queen Victoria's treasures inside. The race for that trunk involves the orphan boys, one of them without even a name until he runs into the pirate Blackstache, who later becomes Captain Hook. Oh, you guessed it. Here, Blackstache offers the boy a name.
Pirate Pete, that's available. Pirate Pete, good solid name is Peter, like a rock, and that's what you'd be, boy. You'd be my rock. Now, give me the trunk.
Peter, yeah, I like that.
That's the superb Ian Merrill Peaks as the pirate, and Brandon O'Rourke as Peter. O'Rourke and the other two orphans, played by Davy Raffaelli and Matthew Mastronardi, are great fun, and so is Michaela Schuckman, who plays a Wendy-like character. The show's first half is laden with too many narrated facts that are overwhelmed by general stage hubbub. That was true on Broadway as well as at the Walnut, but what follows the intermission is a rollicking and much more satisfying show. Peter and the Starcatcher runs through May 1st at Walnut Street Theater. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.